This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The number of people filing to open a new business in Colorado was up at the start of the year, according to a CU Lead School of Business and the Secretary of State's office. But the same report shows that people are anxious about what's in store for the economy. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold spoke during a webinar.
Business leaders in Colorado are nervous about these disruptions.
Disruptions like tariffs and a trade war. Colorado nonprofits are feeling a financial pinch because of federal funding cuts, the state's budget shortfall, and the recent economic downturn. Paul Levine is CEO and president of the Colorado Nonprofit Association.
Nothing about this is normal. And if anything is true, it's that we have no idea what to expect in any given day. From cuts to AmeriCorps, to federal funding freezes, to the threats of executive orders, nonprofit professionals, nonprofit organizations across our state, across our country, are living in uncertain times.
Colorado has more than 42,000 nonprofits, and there's more this morning. Here on Colorado Matters, a man died at Steamboat Lake State Park this weekend in what could be one of the first drowning deaths of the year at state parks. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says parks rangers found the man's body still attached to a small inflatable tube known as a belly boat. He was not wearing a life jacket. There's no official state tally of drowning deaths on Colorado's waterways, but last year the Colorado Sun counted several dozen. It's a rainy day across much of Colorado. Along the Front Range, it's highs only in the 40s around Denver and in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.